And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.646 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. Carmen is our guest on the hotline.
No, I'm trying to get a contact. One second.
We're trying to reach Bart Sabrell. He is the gentleman who wrote Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list, because the I got so many questions about
now,
it.
Now, he's not calling us from the moon, is he?
Oh. He may actually be.
Oh, no. Interesting.
Yeah, this is the story about the true story of
Andy Kaufman.
No,
I'm confused.
Supposed fake moon landing.
Gotcha.
Let's welcome Bart Sabrell to the show. Bart, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Mike. How about yourself?
Boy, I'm amazed by the technology and how clear you sound. I can't get guys calling me from California that sound this good. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, likewise. I hope things are going well for you.
Things are great, and you know, we've been talking about the moon landing, whether it was real or whether it was fake, for some time. But we're just a bunch of dummies in a room together, so we have no real nothing more to go on of whether or not we our personal beliefs. And then you pop up on Joe Rogan's show, and you know, you've been talking about it for years, and now we started paying more attention to it. And now, is it my understanding you believe we have been to the moon? We just didn't go the first time, correct?
No, that's not correct. Okay. What we uncovered was classified footage of fake photography from the first mission to the moon. At the beginning of the reel, it says, do not show to the public. And it's dated by NASA's own computer timestamp 2 days into the flight, where they're supposed to be halfway to the moon.
Gotcha.
They only aired about 20 seconds of this to the public. And I know this is radio, but if you can imagine mainly like a black TV screen with a little blue tennis ball sized Earth in the middle of it, they claim that the lens is at the window's glass to shoot this tiny Earth far away to prove to the audience that they're halfway to the moon.
So I saw that. I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I did watch that video where it appears that, yeah, like you said, they have the camera fully in the window so you can see the Earth, and it's just floating there and nothing behind it.
Correct. And in fact, the camera's at the back of the spacecraft. They turned out all the lights, all of which they thought this would be edited out. And there's a third track of audio, which I actually have queued up because this is radio, where we hear a third party that's not NASA, not the astronauts, prompting them to fake a 4-second radio delay because they're really in Earth orbit. They never left Earth orbit. And when the lights come up, you see that it's a 1-foot model of the Earth. Even my critics say that is them faking being halfway to the moon. Wow. NBC News saw the footage. They said it conclusively proved they did not leave Earth orbit, therefore did not go to the moon. And they flew me to New York, put me up in the Waldorf Astoria. We're going to break the story nationwide until they got a call from the federal government threatening them to not broadcast it. So seeing how they all had identical equipment, if Apollo 11's equipment cannot leave Earth orbit, then none of them did. And if you go to Sabrell.com, it's just S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L, Sabrell.com. On the homepage, you'll see a 3-minute video where we show picture of shadows intersecting at 90 degrees from objects 5 feet apart, which would be parallel in sunlight, proving it was taken from electrical light on the last mission to the moon. And Elon Musk just said, in order to go to the moon with humans, you need to make 8 fuel trips first. They never did that. I even have another clip queued up of NASA saying that the technology to astronauts to survive going through a radiation field to the moon and back has not been invented yet. So there are basically 4 incontrovertible proofs that they did not go to the moon. The first of which is simply logic, that today, with 54 years better rockets and computers, the farthest that NASA can send an astronaut into space is only 1/1000th the distance to the moon. That's why there's mannequins orbiting the moon. So what they're really claiming is in 1969, on the first attempt, ahead of schedule, when all of NASA's computers combined had 1 millionth the computing power of a cell phone, they sent astronauts 1,000 times farther into space than they can send them today with 5 decades better technology. That, you can't have better technology in the past than in the future.
That was my first thought. I remember when George W. Bush was saying, we're going to go back to the moon. And I remember I was younger and I said, why haven't we ever gone back to the moon? And I thought maybe there was just nothing significant. But I, you know, I was younger and trying to think it through and trying to be logical about the situation. But why wouldn't we? And of all the space shuttles and all the things we've launched into space over the years, we've never made an attempt to go back to the moon again, which is the number one reason why I'd have to believe that we did end up faking the first one.
Yeah, there's never been a technological achievement like the breakthrough of the light bulb or the first flight or flying across the Atlantic or splitting the atom that you can't do today. Right. In fact, more efficiently, easier. There's no rocket ship that can take you to the moon. They can somehow drive cars and play golf on the moon with 1960s technology, and 50 years later, they can only send mannequins to orbit the moon. And George Bush, by the way, in that quote that you remember, he added, but first, we're going to have to learn how to protect the astronauts from lethal space radiation. And the clip at Sabrell.com, my book that came out about this, is interactive. I have all these video clips to back it up. You can see them for free at Sabrell.com. And we have NASA's own engineer of the current Artemis Orion project saying that there's deadly radiation in the upper atmosphere, that every manned mission has been below except going to the moon. And in order to protect astronauts from dying going through that radiation, we have not had that technology yet. That's what he says. And so we have this lie of the Nixon administration that after 50 years, it's beginning to seem like they didn't go, not mention the photographic evidence. So we have shadows intersecting. That proves it. We have the logic that you can't have 1,000 times greater space traveling technology in 1969 than today, which proves it. We have the classified footage that you saw yourself, that NBC News agrees proves they didn't go to the moon. And then in my book, for the very first time, we have the deathbed confession of Cyrus Eugene Akers, who was the chief of security at Cannon Air Force Base. And as he's dying, he first confesses, fearing the judgment of God, that he wants to get off his chest that he killed somebody.
Yeah.
His son asks him why. He says, well, I killed a coworker at Cannon Air Force Base, which his son confirms right across the street from where they lived. His father was the chief of security there. And he says he killed somebody to cover up the moon landing fraud because they were going to squeal about it, which was built a fake lunar set in a hangar there. President Johnson gave him a list of 15 VIPs who were allowed in. Armstrong is on the list. Buzz Aldrin's on the list. And Eugene Krantz and other people who are alive today are on the list. And he saved it as a souvenir. We published it in the book. And when I'm confirming this information with his son, who lived in Florida, he is visited by CIA agents who threatened to kill him and his family if he ever talks to me again about his father's participation in the moon landing fraud. The FBI was involved. The White House was involved, and the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee was involved 2 years ago investigating this and the whistleblower protection for this man's son. All that's in the book for the very first time, including my interview with the family of the man who was going to be the first man to walk on the moon, who his relatives told me was murdered by the CIA for not participating in fraud at NASA during the Apollo program. So this is very real. It's not a conspiracy theory. And what does that mean? It means our government is so corrupt beyond understanding. And unlike the tragedy of JFK or 9/11, all those people are dead. It's just a matter of changing who did it and why. This is more difficult, Mike, because it's a positive lie. You see, people are naively defending it. I did Glenn Beck's show, and I believe the guy's sincere, but he's like, I know America has gotten bad, but at least we went to the moon. And like, you know, O.J. Simpson's defense team, all these scientists are trying to explain away that shadows intersect, that they're faking being halfway to the moon, that you can't have greater technology in the past. They just don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to give up the God of science, which is putting a man on the moon. And it just came out in November that they had this big AI conference in Moscow, and they had Google's neural network, multiple AIs hooked up together.
Right.
One team had it write a symphony, another one had it write a novel, and one of them tested its deep fake detection program, which has never been wrong. You feed it a video of Biden or Trump, it'll tell you in 1 second whether it's real or not. So they fed it pictures from the lunar surface from the 2014 Chinese unmanned probes, and it said they're real. Then it fed it pictures of Apollo, and it said they're all fake for multiple reasons.
Wow.
So either Google's AI, the 10-year billion-dollar investment, is a piece of junk, or they fake going to the moon. What do you think is true there, Mike?
I mean, the logic is there. I have a couple of questions for you. One, I saw the interview with the guy who said that the CIA came to his house after the confessional and stuff. Where I mean, I understand you're calling us from what, the Philippines? Are you there? Are you worried about your safety at all?
Well, the tradition is for them to go after the person who leaked the information, not who received it. And there, if you've read my book, which I'm sure you haven't had time to do, and that's okay, but I go into the literal CIA abduction that happened to me after I discovered this classified footage, literally in the back alley of CNN while I'm trying to get this tape in there. Now, that was about 20 years ago, and of course, the book has already been published, and it is what it is. There are good guys in the government who literally rescued me and who are protecting people as best as they can who know this, you know, fraud is going on. When you interview somebody for 4 hours whose husband, who was going to be the first man to walk on the moon, tells her, she tells me, that on January 26, 1967, he comes home from work and says, "Hey, hon, for some strange reason, the CIA is all over the launch pad today inspecting the equipment. I've been here for years. The CIA's never been here. Why are they here today?" The very next day, he's dead from faulty equipment because he held an impromptu press conference a few days earlier, where he took a crew of reporters up to the top of the rocket without permission and affixed a giant lemon on the top of it, calling the thing a piece of junk, and they took him out. So not only is our government taking a third of our income to fake moon landings, we're paying for the salaries of the CIA agents who are killing our brethren for trying to expose their crimes, and these people are at large right now running the country.
All right,
don't you think anybody should care about that?
Yeah, I see. Here's the thing: I talked to a lot of people, and everybody does care. Nobody knows what to do, and that's the problem. I think nobody knows what to do, but having the knowledge is where the power is. Knowing what you're dealing with and when you're being deceived is what is important. So that you can make decisions based on that in the future. I have to ask you the obvious question that people are all going to ask, and I'm sure you've answered a million times. What do you, you know, every time we talk about the moon landing, whether or not it was fake, somebody calls in and says, "Well, you can see the flag and you can see where the rover was," and how do you answer that?
Well, there's no Earth-based telescope, according to NASA, that can resolve resolution to any man-made artifacts on the moon.
Right.
Here are the arguments that people use, and I'll refute them just as quickly as I can say them. First, they say it involved hundreds of thousands of contractors. You can't keep a secret from that many people. Well, of course you can't. Do you think the CIA is dumb enough to tell the person making the glove, the door handle, or the boot, "Hey, we're really not going to the moon. Don't tell anybody."
Right.
That's like saying what the bank teller at Wells Fargo and the CEO know about the corruption in the bank are identical. They're different. And the flight director, Eugene Krantz, said a person in the command center cannot tell the difference between a simulation practice flight and a, quote, real one. So how could we, watching it at home on our living room set? The second argument is that the Russians and the Chinese would have blown the whistle, but that's not true either. They are blackmailing us instead, because if they release the information, it becomes valueless. I know someone who works in the Chinese Space Agency. Go to Sabrell.com and you'll watch a video about this. He says everybody there knows the missions were faked. They are blackmailing NASA for space technology in exchange for not blowing the whistle. The third argument is, well, there are laser reflectors there. We have a Scientific American magazine from 1958 that says they were bouncing lasers off the moon without mirrors in 1958. So all they did is choose a reflective area to choose as the landing sites. And in addition, Russia and China have mirrors there that were put by unmanned probes. And then to say that these little shadows that they claim are the lunar module, you know, from the people who faked the full body images at Cannon Air Force Base, right, of an astronaut standing on a fake moon set is more proof from the fox that stole the chicken. That's laughable. And so there really is not any independent verification of it. India has a claim to have pictures that I believe were either intercepted by NASA and given fake data. Someone did a high resolution magnification of it, and the landers have three legs instead of four, which means they retroactively put something there, you know, to cover their tracks. The fact is, we have them faking being halfway to the moon from Earth orbit, 2 days into the flight. They didn't go. The last mission has shadows intersecting at 90 degrees, proving it's electrical light. They didn't go. The CIA has been faking, you know, credibility for since 1947. If a city boy is pretending to be a farmer, they will put dirt under his fingernails to get his, you know, spy friends to believe that he's really a farmer. They know how to fake it. They faked moon rocks. I mean, Neil Armstrong claimed he picked up this particular rock, put it in his pocket, and personally delivered it to the Prime Minister of the Netherlands in 1969. They immediately put it in a hermetically sealed box where it sat for 30, 40 years. Some curator watched my movie, gets curious, late one night, opens it up, puts it under a microscope. It's petrified wood. Oh, my goodness. And yet no reporter has the audacity to say, if the rocks are fake, what about the mission? And then Von Braun, when he has his deadline, goes to take a vacation in Antarctica 6 weeks before the first launch, where he collected hundreds of pounds of lunar meteorites, which they tried to fake. But when you compare the Apollo samples with the real Chinese probe samples, they're dramatically different in composition. So one of the two people are lying about the moon rocks. Is it America or China? What do you think?
So it's funny because I was saying before the show today, I said, so what if it was fake? And what if the government came forward and said, we're in a race to get to space and we did what we had to do. And that's why America's, you know, the greatest country. We're able to pull it off. But I think a lot of people would just shrug it off and go, okay. But when you realize the corruption that you open up one and then you start seeing more and more and more, then the place would be complete chaos. And it's completely understandable why they'd still want to keep this a secret.
Well, the reason is to cover their tracks, because imagine, Mike, that we read in the newspaper tomorrow, some, you know, clever people tunneled from the dry cleaner into the bank vault and got away with the gold. Maybe it's the devious part of me. I'm like, good for them. You know what I mean? But not if they slit the throats of three guards who just got married and have young children.
Right.
And that's what they did. They murdered the crew of Apollo 1 and other people to keep this a secret. Bobby Kennedy Jr., regardless of what you think of his politics, he has more access to the JFK files than Oliver Stone does. And his researched opinion is that the CIA, 100% certainty, murdered his father, or sorry, uncle, because he was going to shut them down. Then you have Robert McNamara, defense secretary, his deathbed confession is the whole reason for the Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin attack, was completely contrived, never happened, and yet Congress passed a law based on a CIA fabrication. So my point is, if they're willing to kill their duly elected president, willing to kill 58,220 of their own soldiers without reason, I don't think they're going to have a problem faking a video image.
Yeah.
The problem is, if the truth comes out, they're going to have to investigate these homicides. And then the government's going to be in deep trouble, because the first document of our nation is not the Constitution, it's the Declaration of Independence, which says, when any government becomes destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is a right for the people to alter or abolish it. Well, the first one is life. They are murdering their own people to cover up their crimes. They need to be done away with. I suggest the independent states of America and unplug the federal government. That's my suggestion.
What is going to happen? Like, when Trump got into office the first time, he claimed to want to open up the Kennedy files. What happens now if Trump gets back in there? He's mad at the world. He wants to burn the government that's there. And he does not have access to this information, though, does he?
He can demand it and have precedent. I don't take sides politically.
Yeah.
He claimed to want to drain the swamp, and the swamp drained him. What he should have done, in my opinion, is he a little overconfident, assumed he was going to have two terms. Hey, I'll figure out the system the first one and make the changes the second. He should have, from day one, January 21st, 2017, said, look, the CIA killed Kennedy. They faked the moon landing. They did this. They did this. They did this. That would have been historic, and then he would have had 85% approval rating.
Yeah.
And that was his mistake. He needed to do that from day one. The fact is, when you expose the crimes, the cockroaches run for cover. Surely they threatened to kill Neil Armstrong's family to get him to participate. That's extremely likely to have happened. But what he could have done at the first press conference is admitted the fraud and asked the public to call the FBI or local police to surround his house. And those guys would have never killed his family from that day forward, would have ran for the shadows, would have fled the country.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, people are easily intimidated when it comes to murdering their families. And it's why I honestly, for you, I know that the point is out and that you're not the target anymore, but you're a guy who's still perpetuating this information. I can't imagine that you feel safe all the time.
Well, it doesn't matter. Most people, it sounds like you're dare I say, awake person, right? And you know about Eisenhower's infamous farewell speech that he gave, January 19th, 1961. A guy who was president for 8 years, as he's going out the door, says, oh, by the way, corrupt forces are taking over the federal government. Good luck. Well, why didn't he do anything about it for 8 years? Because he knew if he did, he wouldn't be around in retirement to hang out with his grandchildren.
Yeah.
His successor tried to do something about it, and we know what happened there. So my point is, he made the wrong decision. He selfishly protected his life at the cost of 300 million Americans. What we have to realize is we're going to die anyway, and there is a judgment for how we live this life, either with God, if you believe in God, or historically. And we are going to be judged whether we're cowards holding on to our home and our car at the sake of the truth and what is right. Our founding fathers, after the Boston Massacre, and dare I say founding mothers, after I think just five people were killed, that was probably half their fault anyway. Mm-hmm. They said, that's enough. That's enough. Now, we have many more Americans who the government acknowledges has killed. Go to CIA Wikipedia. It says the Gulf of Tonkin was made up. Yeah. Okay, so they just admitted they killed 58,220 of their own people for no reason. Okay, so they're murderers, right? That's a little bit more than five people. What are we going to do about it? People in the government need to take a stand. They need to come forward. They need to risk it all for what is right. They're going to die anyway. And I don't know, I mean, you probably didn't read the book, but I mentioned in there, I originally turned down this project for fear it might be dangerous if true. I went from being the biggest gaga moon landings are awesome fan to having to unfortunately admit the sad fact that they really did fake it. And unless we know this truth, it's like having cancer and not knowing about it. And this is historic, Mike. The faking of the moon landing is so much more profound than if they had actually gone. And that's a fact, whether people accept it or not. So we have this great moment in history. The greatest nation faking mankind's greatest event shows you the utter corruption of even the, quote, greatest nation on earth and the spiritual corruption. You see, calling the Titanic the ship that God himself couldn't sink, and Nixon calling the moon landing the greatest event in history, second only to God making the universe, when he knew they weren't there.
Yeah.
You see the importance of this event for us to grow as a species?
Oh, I understand, and I also think that there's plenty of people listening out there that think you're crazy, and I think that the best thing that they can do is do their own research and start by reading your book, Moon Man, The True Story of a Filmmaker on the CIA Hit List. It's on Amazon. It's where, you know, you can go to Sabrell.com and see all the stuff that Bart talked about today and make your own decision. Decide what you want. But sometimes when the evidence is there, it's really hard to deny, especially when there's several different pieces of it and you put it all together and you start digging deeper and deeper. For me, the first thing was the JFK assassination. After I saw the movie, because I'm younger than the assassination, but when I saw the movie, I went out and bought the book, and then I bought another book, and then I bought another book, and I realized I'm not really sure, but something went down, and that's the only way you're ever going to know is if you do the research and you keep an open mind. If you don't keep an open mind, you're never going to learn anything. Bart, it is great to talk to you. Yes, Spanish, what do you got?
I have a question for you, Bart. I know you've traveled and done a lot of talks with, you know, all sorts of people in all walks of life. What more do you feel you could bring to light to make people convinced of what you're saying? Because they have things like the CIA leaks, which talk about Operation Mockingbird. The CIA is in our media. You have factual documents talking about how they tested syphilis on our own people. What more do you think we could discuss to make people awake to the fact that our government is so corrupt?
Well, the important thing is to keep an open mind, to be willing to be wrong. And like I said, in this case, it's not just changing the hat on who did 9/11 or JFK, which is tragic regardless. This is a positive lie. It takes extra effort to overcome this. Mark Twain said, it is easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. And there's a quote at the end of each chapter of my book, and it's in audio. I read it myself, Kindle the Print at Sabrell.com. And one quote that comes to mind is from Men in Black 3 that actually had the Apollo launch as part of the plot. It says, the bitterest truth is better than the sweetest lie. And we have to see what the NBC news director saw. He told me, I didn't believe it at the time, but he said, if the truth comes out about the moon landing fraud, it will bring down the system more than who shot JFK, more than the 9/11. It will infuriate people because they prayed for them. They got down and waved their flags. They put it on coins and stamps and gave them medals of honor for being such good liars. Wow. And if the truth comes out about this, it will be historic. It will reform our government. It could cause the stock market or dollar to crash, but so be it. Sometimes you have to cut off a grenadine, you know, limb to save the body. And
Bart's too whimsy with the death. Bart's like, yeah, you're going to die sometime. I got a lot to live for, Bart.
Death isn't real.
Well, and you got a point there. If there's a God in an afterlife and if you repent and confess your sin, it is a temporary, superficial death. And the greatest scripture to me, not my favorite exactly, but the most important one, is what good is it to gain the whole world and forfeit your soul? And the people who killed JFK, faked the moon landing, and did whatever else, they're going to win the world and lose their soul. And I feel sorry for them. And this is the epitome of the fall of man. Mankind's greatest accomplishment by the most powerful nation on earth, the monument of their pride will become a memorial of their folly.
I always tell people, you don't have to agree with it, but do the research and to make a decision for yourself. Bart, it's great to talk to you, sir, and I encourage everybody to go to Sabrell.com. It's spelled S-I-B-R-E-L, and get all the information there for yourself. And I hope to talk to you again. I hope we don't try to reach out and find out nobody's heard from you for months.
All righty. Sounds good.
Have a great day. Thanks, Bart.
Sure. Take care, Mike.
There you go. Bart Sabrell. What a very interesting man. And the idea that he was so enamored by the moon landing only to be crushed by the truth.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of scientific reasons why they believe that this didn't happen. It's not just him saying with the camera angles and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the big things. But this Van Allen radiation belt, which you can read about, exists around the earth. And it will not let humans pass through it. We don't have the technology, and we still don't have the technology to make that happen. And that is one of the top reasons why you have to stop and go, well, how did we do that, you know?
Because they talk about that with the International Space Station. That's why it can't go further out, than where it's still being in orbit. Or else they would, I mean, don't you think they would love to go further out to do better experimental testing on everything out in deep space?
I think moon base. How come we don't have a moon base?
You know what I mean?
Like, that seems to me like you'd build, you know.
So then that...
And people will be living on the moon doing research. But
you're Disney moon.
Yeah.
You're going step to step to get further and further. That would seem to be the most logical thing.
And so then whose buildings are on the moon? That begs that question.
But see, I agree with... there's, you know, I've seen the pictures too, but we don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we've
seen,
we're talking about a whole moon landing that was faked, let alone somebody just putting some buildings on a...
Good point.
And my daughter could do things with her phone that I can't tell if it's real or not. So...
Yeah, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you,
the internet is the main source of information.
Yeah. He makes the argument to make me think that, you know, yes, I here's the thing. Yes, I believe that it didn't happen. But I also believe that they did the right thing. Like, that was supposed to happen so that we can be in the position that we are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to believe that that's what he's saying makes too much sense. It makes you nervous to stop thinking about all the other things that you have been slipped by.
So it doesn't bother you that it's faked? Like, you're like, yeah, it made sense at the time?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
Yeah. Only because they weren't doing it necessarily to fool us. They were doing it so that they can maintain the dominance in the world.
The intention we act.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And that's why. And you know, it's not that it doesn't bother me. It's just I get why they did it. And you know... If you're somebody that's a part of something like that, even if you go with it the whole way through, eventually they're going to have to start looking at who the loose ends can be, and people just start falling. It's like in the end of Goodfellas, when everybody just started, they killed everybody just so that nobody ratted.
So you're okay with our government killing?
No, I didn't say I'm okay with it, Carmen. I'm just saying.
But ultimately, that's what happened.
You're like a Buzz Aldrin, and your whole life you've had to just like perpetuate carry the lie.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you are. Your entire life is, you know, this. You're
imagine
doing appearances.
Putting a Medal of Honor on your neck, and you know that you've done nothing for it. How embarrassing.
When
that
real
has to
people
be.
Have, you know, people have actually gone out and died and risked their lives.
But I agree with you, because it's kind of like the arms race that we had with Russia. It's like, would the American people want Russia to have a better nuclear capability than we would? If every government is corrupt, I would rather us be the best at being corrupt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's, I'll tell you, I don't know how much of it is fake. Like, I'm not talking about the moon landing, I mean, just mean in general. But you really have to stop and look at things. You have to listen to guys that you can listen to. I'm sure there's plenty of people driving listening to Bart today. Go, that guy's a kook. You know nothing. What about this? What about that? Even Rogan was skeptical talking to him. But when you look at some of the hardcore facts, you have to go, well, okay, then if that's true, then explain that to me. How do we get there? How do we do this? How do we do that? I remember, and I've never seen it again, but when I first had my first HD TV, and Discovery had a channel that was HD, I would just watch it all day, whether it was landscapes or whatever
surgeries.
It was. But they had I watched a thing for like an hour one time, and it was a video from the moon of them driving the rovers around and playing golf, like he said, doing all these things. And I thought, I remember watching it going, there's no way this is on the moon. There's no way that these guys are just running around bouncing and I was like, that's insane to think, and the quality of the video was so perfect. I don't know,
but then it calls into question, like, the video of the Elon Musk rockets going into space and a rat crawls across the rocket during a live
show.
But
you can go to the live launch and watch it.
Yeah, but where is it really going?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
that guy's got a purpose.
Yeah, like,
he's giving us internet.
And then they talk about, then they talk about how they use a lot of the underwater training that the astronauts do as the actual video that we see. And again,
to make it look the weightlessness.
Again, it's kind of like it's like you said, like, what side do you want to believe? And I would like to believe that I live in the greatest country in the world. I know that, you know, life is never easy and life gets messy. So,
but can you want to hear it worse? We do live in the greatest country in the world. The country is willing to kill its own people in order to be number one.
I mean, yeah.
Do we? We're willing to kill our own people. We're willing to
I'd kill you tomorrow if it meant we'd stay number one forever. But you'd be dead in your own seat.
But that's like the thing, we're not
the best
number
one. Corrupt. That's great.
We give money to other countries while we let our own
civilians. We're the richest company in the country in the world when it comes to.
Are we?
You know,
yeah, the American, that's what he was kind of saying about the American dollar, is the American dollar is still number one. It goes up against gold even. So if you crumbled that, you would have to reshape the economy of the entire world. And then who's in charge then?
But aren't they trying to do that?
Yes, they are with BRICS right now. Yeah, that's why they're so desperately trying to destroy the dollar with the Saudis and oil.
I would sacrifice Carmen and a Saudi. I would kill your whole family if it meant we were going to be number one for a long time.
That's not going to help anything. It would help more if we killed you because you're rich.
Yeah. How dare you?
So we're killing you.
Listen, Apollo 13 was a great movie.
It was a great movie. Yeah.
It showed you that they couldn't,
phenomenal.
They couldn't get past the outer orbit. They couldn't get past the Van Allen boat.
Which that lines up because there are tons of guys that have been in orbit that have come back and have radiation sickness.
Yeah.
And they, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and I even love the guys in the Navy that have come forward that have seen UFOs that had to go into the hospital for radiation sickness because they got too close to these UFOs.
You know who I remember we were talking about that. You know, I blame those little black ladies at NASA.
Yeah. But isn't Elon saying in 2026 they're supposed to go to the moon? That's what they're
saying. Yeah, but 2026 is how many is, you know, 50 years later than we even thought about it. So we can, now we might have the technology to actually do it.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to go to Mars also, which I find to be very wild. Yeah,
good luck seeing the next, you know, 400 years.
Yeah.
Hey, my favorite is the AI looking at the photos and saying what's real and what's fake. You can't beat that. You know what I mean? All right, well, we're running late. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll dive right into news next. It's a Mike Calta show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah